Boy, oh boy, sad news with the tornadoes bearing down on several states on Sunday and unfortunately resulting in the loss of life. We'll talk about that in just a second. The Weather Service was all over this telling everybody that they could get to take cover before it was too late. A prime minister resigns over a ferry sinking. Flight 370, 60 mil as the push continues to broaden the area. But nothing new. March 8th disappearing from radar. And hey, there's this story about an owner of an NBA team who allegedly told his girlfriend, do not bring blacks to the game, after seeing her on Instagram in a photo with Magic Johnson. Lots of people are talking about this. There's NBA player protests, including Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers' own team in the playoffs right now, losing to the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, and staging their own protest by hiding the logo of their uniform in the beginning of the game and by wearing black socks and armbands and anything that they could find to do. Sterling's girlfriend's lawyer says she didn't release the recordings, so that makes it that much more curious who released the recordings. And some of the biggest names in basketball are saying it's sickening and offensive, the views, and Donald Sterling should be gone from the game or at least heavily disciplined. The National Basketball Players Association demanded he be barred from all playoff games this season. I'll repeat this. He is the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. They are in the playoffs. The players also want an accounting of past accusations of racism against Sterling and an explanation of what kind of discipline might be issued, and some kind of assurance from the league commissioner, who is new, Adam Silver, that they will do something to work with the association and that the investigation will be conducted as swiftly as possible. So Donald Sterling wasn't in the crowd to see his team lose 118-97 to the Warriors. He agreed to stay away from the game because of the controversy that really took off on Sunday when the website Deadspin released another audio recording of a conversation that supposedly was between Sterling talking with his girlfriend earlier in the month. Deadspin and TMZ both released recordings, and they wouldn't say where they got the recordings. So how about that? 15 minutes. And here's a little bit of what they were talking about. A little bit of what is on this is where he says you should not be in the recording. The woman says she doesn't think the man is racist, but the people around him have poisoned minds. She says it's the world. You go to Israel, the blacks are just treated like dogs, the man says. He says there are white Jews and black Jews, and they are treated 100% differently. And is that right, the woman says? And he says it isn't a question. We don't evaluate what's right and wrong. We live in a society. We live in a culture. We have to live within that culture. When the woman says she doesn't share the man's view about race, he tells her, well, then if you don't feel like that, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come. He says, and this is probably one of the worst parts of this, I support them, give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? So as you can imagine, it's just a bombshell that's just expanding. And Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. He's dealing with this and has said that he can't condemn him. He should get his you know, full time to go through it and process it. He has to have due process, so he's not going to speculate on it. They're going to determine, first of all, whether the recording is authentic, then look at the context of the recording, and all that kind of stuff. So who knows where this goes, except for, I think it's like an earthquake, to make a reference to Southern California, beneath the feet of Donald Sterling. And it's really the photo that was posted on Instagram with Magic Johnson. And he says, you don't have to have yourself with black people. And then she says, if it's white people, is it okay? And she says, if it was Larry Bird, would it make a difference? And so then the whole thing, the string goes on and on like that. So you can imagine what the reaction is. Even the president was asked to weigh in on the controversy. He was at a news conference with Malaysian Prime Minister on Sunday. Obama was asked about the comments. And what he said was, when ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk. That's what happened here. He also said Sterling's alleged comments are an example of how the United States continues to wrestle with the legacy of race and slavery and segregation. The president of the California NAACP suggested fans boycott the Clipper games and suggests that African Americans and Latinos should honor Sterling's request to not attend the games. What's very ironic in this story is Sterling was going to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, an event next month to mark the 100th anniversary of the Los Angeles NAACP, but the national organization tweeted Sunday that that's not going to happen. How about that? So this will only get bigger. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The tornadoes that tore through several states on Sunday have now, the death total keeps increasing, 11 people, 10 in Arkansas, 1 in Oklahoma, and it was bad. A lot of them happened in the early evening, and Mayflower, Arkansas was one of the worst places. Just widespread damage is the best way to describe it. You can't even get down, they say, through the middle of Main Street in the middle of town. It's just that bad. Lots of downed power lines, carnage from cars that are overturned, all that kind of stuff. Things that are smashed, very visible, they say, from the freeway. And they're searching to make sure that they haven't missed anybody. And I think that's why some of those numbers are changing. We're going to talk about that and a few other things, too, as we motor along here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Segment in our weekly re-rack. Very excited about this, in case you missed it. Jan Scruggs. Do you know the name Jan Scruggs? If you don't, you will afterwards. Okay, he's best known for being the founder of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, but he was a corporal in the 199th Light Infantry Brigade, and he knows what it was like to go through Vietnam, and he was the one who really pounded the pavement for the Vietnam Memorial. And now there's something even bigger going on. There's a whole center that's getting ready to be launched with all kinds of artifacts and, just some amazing things that he's pulled together. And he's also at this education center, he's going to have the faces of so many of the fallen. So you can put the name and the face together, you know. And the other thing he's going to do at the center is welcome home veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan and talk about any of the wars. So I love this guy. I do. I love this guy because he's not looking for pats on the back. But I think about the wall and what he did and the idea that he came up with the memorial. And he started to raise the money for the memorial with $2,800 of his own money, and he raised $8 million, mostly of course from private donations. And then if you think about this, the memorial was dedicated in 1982. And now he's pushed it further with the whole education center. And he's having at the end of May at the wall. They're going to read every single name of the people who of the fallen from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, starting at 9 o'clock, and they think they'll finish up by 6 o'clock in the evening. So this guy is, I mean, this guy is nonstop is what he is, and good for him, because I love this idea, this whole education center of what's happening there and what that will mean and how it will help people who come back for more, and just the whole idea of what can be put together for this. So interesting, and I think the May 24th idea was a pretty smart one, too, to read all the names, because where do you see all the names? He says, like you said, people don't even remember the names unless it's somebody connected to them. So anyway, that's coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. In the meantime, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of quick directions. I mentioned the tornadoes, which, of course, is the most terrible thing on our radar. Again, Mother Nature talking about a disaster where it's just we're talking about lots of wreckage in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and cars overturned and houses ripped up and lives lost. And that's, of course, the worst thing. And that's the thing we care about the most. When you hear 18-wheelers and trucks and all of that, the fact that they're just were thrown over like nobody's business, it was pretty violent, especially in Mayflower. They say the description that it was all of a sudden there sounded like a freight train. Anybody who's been in a twister, a bad one, they know. And as far as damages to houses, the estimate, and that can change, but is about 70 homes, 25 businesses in Baxter Springs. And that's a place where there's less than 5,000 people living, rather. 25 people in Baxter Springs were injured. One person died. So, in Arkansas, the governor, Mike Beebe's people, put it at eight people dead. And, of course, all of this depends on searching every single place that they can. So there is a chance that they might have missed somebody. They might overturn something that they didn't see before. But how scary is that? And when you talk about a system moving through and you're talking about a tornado being on the ground for 30 minutes, boy, that is a long time. And we don't know the storm ratings yet, but EF3 or higher, where you're talking about winds that are 136 miles an hour, that's pretty bad. If tornadoes in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, if they prove to be that deadly. I was thinking about Joplin, Missouri, 2011, 161 people killed, leveling a big chunk of that city. And this one twister set down not too far from Joplin, Missouri. Louisiana, Mississippi, they had some bad flash flooding. So some nasty weather in the Midwest, the South, Southwest, and Interstate 70, bad in some areas, golf ball size hail in Overland Park, Kansas. So you get the drift. I mean, this is when you're watching the Weather Channel and it pays off, because you realize, oh my gosh, I got to pay attention. We are right in the heart of this. And in an instant, it can happen. All of a sudden, the sky goes dark and it's too late. And you are just scrambling. You are scrambling to take cover somewhere, wherever you can take cover, wherever. All right, this is sad. I'm going to mention this, the Ukraine. Nothing new there, except for now there's supposed to be some new sanctions, and they're going to be the energy variety that the European Union will announce. I think they need to really go after finance hard and heavy, but that's not been thrown in there yet at this point. In the meantime, members of a German-led military observation team that are being held hostage in the eastern Ukraine were paraded before the media on Sunday with a rebel leader calling them prisoners of war. And here we go again. Separatists announcing that May 11th, a referendum on the creation of the People's Republic might happen, and they want to take control of regional TV. So there's just, security has just deteriorated. And the tension could not be higher. Could not be higher. A German colonel was quoted on the 8-member military transparency mission, they say, under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, said that they were being held as guests of the mayor. The group was detained Friday along with 5 Ukrainians. They say they haven't been mistreated, but they just want to go home soon. Let me go home. Let me leave. And Russian television ran reports on 3 Ukrainian men, allegedly state security officials, who were captured by the separatists on Saturday. The men showed some signs of having been beaten. So there's big problems in the Ukraine. This is nothing that we don't know. That there's a fight over who's causing the trouble, and then it just depends on where the trouble's dusting up, but it's not good. There's obviously problems with Russia, troops on the border, with the Ukrainian people, and then with the pot stirrers in between. So let's see what they say about going after Putin's people and going after the entities that they control, whatever they are, if they can go after them specifically. Energy is going to be one of the areas, but I think they really need to hit every single sector, especially finance. If this is what you're going to do, this is what you have to do to end it. It's really the only way. The U.S. Department, the U.S. State Department said that John Kerry, Secretary of State, is urging Russia to support without preconditions efforts by the Ukraine to free the hostages, that they need to just free the hostages, and they need to stop provoking on the Ukrainian border. But I don't think those words are enough. There has to be more of a push, let's say. Jan Scruggs coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Growing up in Philadelphia and taking trips to Washington, and recently taking the show to Washington, some of the amazing memorials and monuments that are there. None, I think, more important, and none that will just make you stop dead in your tracks as you read the names than the Vietnam Veterans Wall, for sure. And remember when that wall was built, and remember what that was like. And when you go, you'll be, I think, really pleased to see some of the people who are there just absorbing the names and whatnot. Well, we have with us on the show, he's in our virtual green room, Jan Scruggs. He's Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund founder and president. And you have to go back to this group back into the late 70s that was started by Mr. Scruggs. And what an organization. Wait to hear what they're doing now, something that's getting ready to take place coming up on May 24th, the reading of the names. And I can only imagine what that will be like starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. But he's going to explain all of this to us. Jan Scruggs, thanks again for coming on America Tonight.
Pleasure.
I wanted to take you back for a second and tell me what it was like for you once that whole wall was up, constructed, the whole thing. What was that like for you when you really first absorbed that?
Well, I was just sort of your average guy and decided that I would sort of try to build a national memorial in Washington, D.C., not realizing how difficult it was to do that. But was able to do it in 3 years. But it's quite amazing being able to achieve anything big. And that was a pretty big thing to achieve. And it was the work of many people, of course.
So after that goes up, and as I mentioned, there is something about seeing the people. You can tell that they've lost people, or they're just in awe of all the names and thinking about it. But for you, I can only imagine you probably heard from a lot of families. And what was that like? I mean, that had to be interesting to hear the stories, I would think, from the families.
Well, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is a very interesting place for people watching and for having sort of casual conversations with people, because there are a lot of individuals who come there who do have friends and family members who are actually engraved on the wall. And you may be interested to know that we have over 400,000 items that have been left at the memorial, and quite an extraordinary and unprecedented sort of thing to happen. And this will be part of this education center we're going to be building near there eventually.
Yeah, so tell us about that. You're raising money to build the education center at the wall, right? And what are some of the things that we'll hear about or your dream is for the education center?
Well, we've got 10 years of planning into this, so it's pretty much nailed down. This will be a display of really America's legacy of service, beginning in 1775 when we were fighting the British all the way through the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. All these veterans will be honored. The idea of serving your country is what's really being honored here. And the items that will be in this sort of museum will include some of the 400,000 items left at the wall, because to serve in Vietnam, it was really hard to do that back then. A lot of us were treated very badly when we returned. It was a very difficult war. Didn't turn out very well. So to serve there, it really took a little bit of an extra effort for most people. So we did it anyway, and now it's our turn to honor these veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mentioned this briefly, saying you were going to do the deal with the reading of the names on May 24th, and that it would start in the morning at 9, and I guess finish at 6 o'clock or sometime around then, Eastern time. Tell us about that. Who's reading the names, how you're doing that, because you've got like 6,800 names, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Your vast list in the audience can actually take part in this. They can actually read names at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Just go to our website, buildthecenter.org. But essentially, look, these people have been, Americans have been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. We've lost 6,800 killed. About over 30,000 have been wounded seriously. This has been a real war for these guys and women now, too. They've really sacrificed a lot. And most of us in this country, we haven't even been inconvenienced by it. But this is a time for us as a nation to pay tribute to these veterans, some of whom are struggling, and a way to do that symbolically is to read their names, and we're going to do that on the mall. We have great support from many important American political leaders and from people like Jimmy Buffett and others. It's really exciting thing, so we hope that many people will join in. Many of the veterans are coming to take part in this, as well as the survivors, husbands, daughters, wives, and husbands.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, from your own service, and as you relate that, you mentioned that and talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, do you think that there is sort of a kindredship between the people who served in Vietnam and those that served in Iraq and Afghanistan, or really could that be any military person who served in any of our wars?
I think, you know, a lot of us who served in the Vietnam War, if you talk to these youngsters coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you'll find that their fathers or mothers were military veterans during the Vietnam era. But for us, the bigger issue is we have to make sure that what happened to us doesn't happen to these veterans. So events like this to bring attention to them and the needs of the, you know, the living veterans, not just the ones who gave their lives. These are things that keep their issues alive. So we're determined to do this and to do it right. And we've got a lot of great support.
Yeah. And in that support, as you know, you talk about it, and we'll tell everywhere where to go. And looking at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and this education center that you're talking about, as you said, it's taken a decade, and you're piecing it all together. And some of the interesting things that you intend in putting in there, one of them is the wall of faces. Is that important? Because then there's like, okay, now this is how many people we're talking about, but here's the actual wonderful face of the person that, you know, we lost that served. Was that the idea behind that?
Yes, it's really important to put a face with a name. When you go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, you see this big sea, like an ocean of names there. But many times people will come and they'll leave a photograph next to the wall. And when you take the photograph and hold it right next to the name, it's a very different experience to your psyche. So in the Education Center, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen, from the Vietnam War. There are 58,000, and we now have about 34,000 of the photographs. We need more, so go to buildthecenter.org if you can help. And once per hour inside of the Education Center for about 5 minutes, we're going to show the photographs of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this will really sort of serve as their place that they will come to be part of this education center. So that's one reason we're working so hard to get this done.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, we're talking about Iraq, we're talking about Afghanistan, of course, Vietnam, but also the education center. I mean, you're talking about honoring everybody who's basically served from, if we go way back in our history, to Bunker Hill, right?
Yeah. It's a place to honor service, duty, good values like courage and honor, service, and it will honor America's legacy of service that throughout the nation's history, a really small percentage of the public has been willing to fight in our nation's wars. And these people need to be remembered, not just because they were brave and many of them died, but because they preserved the nation. And right now, you know, we have troops who are under fire in places like Afghanistan, and we have troops who were fighting the other day in Yemen, going after terrorists who wanted to blow us all up, apparently,
yeah,
and successfully did this operation. But these people should be honored. This is a place to do it. But we're not building a military recruiting center or anything like that. The purpose of this is to elevate the idea of serving your country, not just in the military, but serving on in a larger sense in your local communities. The idea of service, of giving something back instead of just being self-absorbed, is much of what we're doing with this.
Wow, what a great sentiment. What a perfect way to end this. And tell everybody, you want to read names, you can sign up at www.vvmfeasy.org to remember, and you can help with the Education Center. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Bye-bye. Okay.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Hard to believe we are racing toward the finish line again for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate DeLay. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're ready for another week at the tail end of April. We are almost out of April, folks. I can't believe it. May is in our sights. Once again, over the weekend, a lot of people sending in emails, thoughts on all kinds of things. So let's hop to those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mary, who says, Kate, I cannot believe what has happened in Korea with this ferry incident. I think a lot of Americans are paying attention to it. I heard you mention that the other night. You don't have to apologize for talking about it. I think it's stunning. It's abhorrent. And there's a lesson to be learned from this. You mentioned it, that you'd have to take charge of things yourself. Of course, these teenagers, why would they think that? If people are telling them just to keep calm and then all of a sudden they're sinking, what were they supposed to do? And shame on that captain. They should throw the book at him and he should have life in prison. And I just heard something about the prime minister resigning in South Korea. What do you know about that? Yeah, the prime minister said it's his fault that the response, some of the response to what happened with the sinking ferry was he should have been able to do something about that, and he's taking responsibility for the slow response to the sinking. The prime minister is Chung Hung Won, and he went on national TV, and he said, I apologize for the government for the problems that happened during the first response and the rescue and all of that, and problems that happened before the accident, said that the government didn't take the right kind of measures and disappointed the public, so I am resigning. And he also urged the South Koreans to just stand united and not be divided on it, because it's been such a terrible thing, as you can imagine, that everybody's reacting and and talk about pounding the emails. They're pounding the emails, pounding the doors down, and are furious. They haven't even found all the bodies yet. At this point, there were 300 South Korean high schoolers on the boat that capsized and sank, and they're blasting the government for how they responded. And searchers are still looking for passengers and crew. They found 188 bodies so far. 114 are still missing. They're still missing at this point. And it's the biggest disaster in South Korean history, in recent South Korean history anyway. And obviously a huge story, but it's a huge story that people are paying attention to here in the United States. They're talking about whether or not there was heavy cargo was part of the reason for the disaster. There were too many people on the ferry. You know, what was it that led to this problem? And we really haven't heard much about that. The captain abandoning ship, we know all about that, and the rescue efforts and how tough it is and all the divers, 500 divers, but we don't know much about why it sank, and now they're questioning the cargo, that it could be a cargo situation. All right, this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, take cover. Unbelievable. Tornado Alley has really been ripped apart. I feel badly for the people in Arkansas. They seem to have really bore the brunt of this, but it's certainly chaotic as they're sorting it out, and I feel badly for those who were right there in the eye of the hurricane. I know the amount of people that they're pronouncing dead is changing, and that keeps changing, but it's more reason for people to pay attention to have some kind of emergency response should an emergency all of a sudden befall you, like a hurricane or a tornado. I'm not saying the people didn't do that, but it's just another reminder to the rest of us to be as prepared as we can be. Yeah, every time we see that Mother Nature levels somebody with something like tornadoes, hurricanes, mudslides, what do you do? How do you respond? And you can't, when all of a sudden something happens, a twister's in your face, and that wasn't predicted, which happens a bunch. Well, what are you going to do there? You're going to try to do something, but you're in the middle of it right there. It's facing you. It's staring down at you. And in some cases, this was what happened, where some of these towns got ransacked. There might be extensive damage now. And when it was unfolding, they were tweeting out, the National Weather Service was tweeting out a series of messages warning of tornadoes and talking about the damages and telling people to take cover as it was happening. So, I mean, that's good, but there's still not a lot of warnings with tornadoes. I mean, the worst damage seems to be north of Little Rock, Arkansas. The towns of Mayflower and Vilonia just are a wreck. And whether it's going to end up, it's 10, supposedly, the official count of the dead people, but they think it could be more than that. I mean, that's a nightmare when that happens, when your town is ransacked. And this is the thing. The worst is the loss of life. Of course, we know that, absolutely. But then the reality sets in, and the reality is we have to clean up. We have to go somewhere. We have to live somewhere. We have to start the insurance process. We have to. And that's what happens. People, I'm sure, are overwhelmed. So they're not even at that stage yet. Now it's just dealing with it. And the overwhelming part is coming up. I mean, it's widespread. So they got shelters at high school, one of the high schools, and a local church. And they're talking about schools naturally are going to be closed on, Monday. They were talking about winds. They think the winds were up to 150 miles an hour. Whew. 150 miles an hour. You just can't do anything about that. And people that saw the cloud, they say that ambulances were out. They were deployed after they heard about the funnel cloud on the ground. And rescuers were in an area where a concrete wall crashed on to a car. And there were all kinds of crazy things that were happening. And the responders were telling people to stay away so they could do their jobs. And there was another area called Kwa Paw, which is in the northeastern part of Arkansas, near the border with Kansas and Missouri, and they said that was pretty bad, too, the line of storms that hit there. And, of course, you can really go almost anywhere, and you can see the images of the twisters on all kinds of sites, and they're pretty bad. I mean, you see the white funnel cloud that's with a dark sky. You see a funnel cloud in that Baxter Springs area that clearly was meant for destruction, and that's what happens. Is it going to be a large one? What's going to happen on the ground? How long is it going to stay there? And there's not a lot of predicting you can do with that. But you see that thing coming towards your house, definitely you don't want to be in the house, that's for sure. And you definitely want to take cover. I think that's why, luckily for some people, they have a storm shelter, but not everybody can afford it or not everybody has it. And that's when you have to go to Plan B, and you have to be able to implement Plan B as soon as you can, because you don't know where it's going to hit. And the funnel clouds that I saw, some of them were skinny and long, some of them were giant and had a huge swath. Here's one from Valerie who says, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times. I've emailed about a few different things, but what's really disturbing is what's going on in the Ukraine. And yes, I know we're removed from it in a sense, but it's very sad to see that the people who just want to get to their referendum and have a vote are all of a sudden being kidnapped, are being shot at, are having some terrible things happen to them. And I think Putin is behind this magic. And I don't think many people believe that he's an innocent in all of this. So how is it that nobody is calling him on it? How come these sanctions aren't crippling to that Russian economy? I say it's time to bring out the heavy artillery and just level this sucker and let's see what happens. I'll take my chances rather than going in weak to a timid situation and coming in through the back door. That makes no sense. All right, thanks for that email. If you have any thoughts, you want to email us, do it, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.